It's the Jesus Fix It podcast with Jess, all about life's craziness, the ups and downs, the beautiful stuff, and everything in between. I'm Jess. And let's just go ahead and jump right into it and address the elephant in the room. It's just me. If you listen to our morning show, Spirit FM, then you know Seth is no longer at Spirit FM. He's taken another job, whole new morning show, whole new state. We are wishing Seth the very best. And a great big thank you and shout out to everybody who has been rocking with us and listening to the Jesus Fix It podcast for the last couple of years. And you chose to come back and hang out with me. What? You brave souls, you. I am going to try my best not to mess this up. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me for a little bit. We're going to keep this thing rolling. We're going to have some guest speakers and podcasters on here until God sends us a new co-host. We're going to keep this thing going. But again, we are going to be praying for Seth. Good for him for being obedient to his next assignment. God put something on his heart, gave him the next chapter in his story, and he went for it. So we are praying for him and his family as they venture on in this next step in his life. We're just thankful for the time he had here, and we're just going to press on. You know, this is the season of harvest. This is the season of renewal. And we're just waiting to see what God has for us. I'm waiting to see what God has for me. I'm waiting to see who my next co-host is going to be. Waiting to see what's... We're just waiting. We're just waiting, waiting, waiting. And I'm sure Seth is anxiously waiting to see what his new season of life is going to look like, where he is at his new station there too. So again, we're wishing Seth all the best. And we're just praying for good things to happen here with us too. And also, I can't say this enough. If you are hanging with me and you've been hanging here when it was me and Seth, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for sticking with me through this. I'm sure I'm going to mess something up. You know how I am. So thank you for sticking with me through all of this. I appreciate it. We are in a season of transition, not just with the podcast, but at the radio station. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm a hot mess, but it's okay because Jesus loves this hot mess. I don't claim to have it all together. That's the beauty of it. This is a place where you can keep it real. You don't have to worry about having it all together because we have a Savior who does. Amen, right? Yeah, so just wanted to come here today just to let you know what was going on. And to let you know that the Jesus Fix It podcast is here to stay and that we are going to be bringing you some new episodes. I don't know. It's okay. I don't know why I keep saying we, because it's basically just me. It's going to take me a minute to get out of that we mode. So when you hear me say we, just like keep it moving. Yeah. I also wanted to let you know that Seth did make a video just for you and our listeners about him leaving and just to say goodbye to you guys. So you can check that out. It's at spiritfm.com. Just look under our morning show section and you can kind of see him saying goodbye to you and explaining about his new journey. So that's it. I just basically wanted to update you and let you know what was going on with the podcast today. I know we haven't had any new episodes in a little bit. This is technically episode one of the new season. I guess this is the prequel to the new season, I guess. I just didn't want to leave you hanging because you're my people. And I didn't want to leave you hanging without knowing what was next, I guess. And I also wanted to leave you with some encouragement. I like to think of myself as an encouragement dealer. I don't know if that's cool to say. Okay. But anyway, one of my friends was feeling really, really down the other day. And she's like, you know what? The year is going to be over before we know it. And I just feel really, really down, and I'll be glad when January gets here because I can just have a do-over. It's going to be Christmas in a minute. And I was like, okay, hold up now. We still have time. God can turn a situation around just like that. Just like I'm not going to curl up in a ball because I'm by myself right now. I mean, God is good. He can fix anything just like that. So I found this and I want to share it with you just in case you're feeling the same way. You're like, this year has flown by. I feel like I'm under attack. There's just one thing after another. And I just need a do-over. We're in the last quarter of the year. And what's next? You can still finish strong. Okay, listen to this. Imagine this. You're watching the Super Bowl, the big game, the biggest game of the year. And at the end of the third quarter, with the score tied, you turn the TV off and say, I've seen enough. I think I know who's going to win. No point in watching anymore. Like, really? Who does that? Now, that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? You can't judge a game based on three quarters because it's the fourth quarter that determines the winner. And just as that's true in sports, it's true in life. It's not how well you start. It's how well you finish that matters. All too often, people quit before the fourth quarter even begins. They say, I'm beat. Things are too hard. There's too much going on against me. So I'm done. But that's not what God wants for you. In fact, Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, the author makes it clear how you should always keep your eyes on the finish line. Y'all, God can turn any situation around just like that. He's not done with you. There's still time.
Laughter with good friends. No matter how bumpy the road gets, that's what's waiting for you with every episode of another great podcast, Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises, with Melody and Candy. Subscribe today wherever you listen.